Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
The next event on God's calendar is inviting His Son to bring His bride home. Often called the rapture, based on the Latin word for the Greek harpazo, caught up, 1 Thessalonians 4, verse 17, it will also herald the time when God again turns His attention to His ancient people, the Jews. And with what fanfare? Fanfare means, quote, a brief ceremonial flourish played on brass instruments, typically to introduce something or someone important, end quote. The Jewish civil new year began with fanfare, quote, in the seventh month, on the first day of the month, you shall have a Sabbath rest, a memorial of blowing of trumpets, a holy convocation, Leviticus 23, verse 24. What wonderful events it announced! Notice that the first four festivals are separated from the last three by the long, hot summer. Now the almonds have blossomed and come to fruition, along with grapes and figs. The olive harvest is still to come, following these three autumn festivals. In a similar way, the first four have historically found their fulfillment in the death and resurrection of Christ, in the baptism of the Spirit and birth of the Church. The last three, trumpets, atonement, and tabernacles, await their literal fulfillment in the return, restoration, and millennial rest of the redeemed nation of Israel. We've noticed that Israel had two New Years. One was at Passover in the spring, the beginning of their religious year. It heralded the natural birth of the nation from the bondage of Egypt. The other, the start of their civil new year, called Rosh Hashanah, was at the beginning of fall and historically announces Israel's spiritual rebirth when they will at last be loyal to and in love with their Lord. Yes, this will happen as surely as the other festivals have been literally fulfilled.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.